24 of Retro Crush the Podcast. I feel like Dr. Johnny Fever when I'm playing the beginning of that song there. And thanks one more time to Todd McHenry for creating our new theme song there. I'm such a big fan of theme songs, and if you visited the Retro Crush website, you'll know that easily. In fact, we did a feature on the 100 greatest theme songs of all time, which I'd like to break apart into podcast form, but I've always felt envious that I never had my own theme song, so now that I do. So yeah, 24 episodes. Now we have one episode for every hour of the day, so we're ready to move on to day number two soon. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm doing pretty good around here. And I just wanted to remind everybody that sometimes when we touch, the honesty really is too much. Whatever that means there. It's funny, I was at Costco today, which is one of these big warehouse stores. And near the cash registers, they have all these discount DVDs and CDs, which are a little bit less than the retail that you'd play at a normal place. And they usually have like these displays where there's half of them gone, because you know they get pretty popular stuff. So there'll be like the latest Coldplay CD, and there'll be just see like five or six of them left because people bought them all. And there's this gigantic display they have of the new album of songs, duets between Barry Gibb and Barbara Streisand. Remember about 20-25 years ago, they released an album called, I think it was called Guilty, which had some fun songs on it for the time, but for some reason they felt that a follow-up album to this called Guilty Pleasures was necessary. And if you look at this display, there's just like easily 200 of these CDs just sitting there, and people walking by and looking at it and shaking their head in disgust. So poor Barbara and Barry. I don't know, we'll have to check that album out to see for sure. Hey, I'm really excited. We're going to be reviewing soon on the website artificial firefly lights. If you grew up back east in certain areas of the South, fireflies were a common sight certain times of year at nighttime. And it's just so beautiful to look at these fireflies, and it brings back a lot of great memories. So I was just missing that, and one night I was looking on the internet trying to find if there's any company that has live fireflies for sale. I knew they wouldn't stick around, but I thought it'd be nice to order a couple hundred fireflies and just let them loose in the backyard so I could watch them for one night. Well, I found that they can't survive the shipping. In fact, I should have remembered that, because I remember when we used to catch fireflies as a kid, we'd get a bunch of them in a jar and keep them in there when we camped in the backyard, and they'd all be dead in the morning. We'd have jars of hundreds of fireflies, and it'd be like a sort of a firefly holocaust there. In fact, I found one of those fireflies, little diaries that I'll be sharing with you the other day. It's kind of sad looking back on it all. But digressing further, there's this company called Firefly Magic, which makes these wispy lights that you can hook up in your backyard. And they are green LED lights, and they have the exact same light shade and pulsing tone that real fireflies have. So they're sending some out for me to give a try, and I can't wait to see how they are. We'll get some video footage of how they look. I just can't seem to keep my headphone on anymore. You guys got recommendations for better headphones out there, and I'd love to hear from you. So we got kind of a potluck show today. The first 4 minutes, as you've experienced, is going to be me rambling about things that are only barely entertaining and make you second-guess why you subscribe to this. And hopefully this next part will make up for that. I'm going to play three trailers from some classic movies. Two of them have kind of a gang feel to them. We've got The Warriors, which is being re-released on DVD with a lot of extra features. They're calling it a Super Director's Cut right now. And the second one we have is Caged Heat, which is a women in prison film. And we're going to follow that up with a classic trailer that I'll leave as a surprise until then, with a narrator that you wouldn't expect would be actually narrating a movie trailer like this. So we are going to start off with The Warriors. Now, The Warriors came out in 1979, and this is one of the first films that the media really latched onto as a source of violent behavior for audience members. Much later on, when there were black cast gangster movies where the media was very happy to report that there were shootings when Boys in the Hood was playing and other films of that nature. But the one that kind of started that was The Warriors, and there was reports of just gang fights and all sorts of things. And it's silly when you look at this movie because the gangs in these movies are just ludicrous circus performer types, you know, people wearing baseball suits with yellow makeup and clockwork orange eyes and things like that. But The Warriors is a fun movie. It's directed by Walter Hill, who did a pretty interesting bunch of movies throughout his career. He's directed the Deadwood TV series, some episodes in that, 48 Hours, Streets of Fire, Red Heat, with that classic with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Belushi, and Johnny Handsome, which is just a really great underrated movie with Mickey Rourke that's worth a look if you've never seen it. But here is the trailer for The Warriors.
These are the armies of the night.
Can you dig it? Dig it!
The Furies. The Boppers. The Hi-Hats. The Lizzies. The Turnbull ACs. The Gramercy Riffs.
Riffs!
And these are the Warriors.
We know about the Warriors. They're a heavy outfit.
They're from Coney Island.
Warriors? You guys are the big dudes, huh?
Now, they're in the Bronx.
We're going back.
27 miles behind enemy lines.
It's the only place we got.
Between them and safety stand 20,000 cops and 100,000 sworn enemies.
I want them all. I want all the Warriors.
They've got one way out. They've got one night. The Warriors.
You can always tell that synthesizer style music from the late 70s and early 80s there that you saw in movies like Midnight Express and a lot of things like that. According to the Internet Movie Database, in their trivia section, it says that after several violent incidents that occurred at various showings of the film, the producers decided to change the poster as a way of cutting down on the violence. The original poster featured the logo as well as several tough-looking gang members. Actually, it looks hundreds of gang members, if I remember correctly. And the second poster just featured the logo against a white background. So that's kind of funny there. It's not too often they actually change a poster to keep people from beating each other up in the film. But in that case, they did. Our second film is Caged Heat. Caged Heat was written and directed by Jonathan Demme, who, of course, went on to not die, actually. That was his brother that died, but Jonathan Demme, who directed Philadelphia, Married to the Mob, Something Wild, and the Stop Making Sense video movie with the Talking Heads there. And I always confused his movie Caged Heat with the one I like a little bit more called Chained Heat, which stars Linda Blair and came out about 9 years later. But this film from 1974, hard to believe it's like quite a while ago. I can't add very well tonight or subtract. But here's the trailer. Caged Heat, it's a great women in prisons film.
Prison as a place of punishment.
Caged Heat. Enter the female jungle of women's prison, USA. A seething hell of steel and stone where bodies behind bars ache with hunger for a man. Where caged passions ignite in carnal confinement and explode into violence.
Woohoo!
We have a violent sorority here, and very strong ways of dealing with it. You're in a house of desperate women here. And a long, long way from home.
You can't do this to me!
By the way, in this portion of the trailer, they're doing that very common electroshock treatment to help keep the prisoners more under control that you see in so many of today's modern prisons there.
Caged heat. It must explode.
About to get it, Satan. Oh. Knock your pretty little teeth so far on your throat you're
going to
get a picket fence
around
your ass.
Behind walls of concrete desire. Getting in was easy. Getting out was murder.
Get out of here, Bill.
Hold it! Work to something!
Crazy, honey. What's yours?
Bernice.
Two choices, Bernice. Do what we say starting now, or say goodbye to the world.
Listen to him. Listen to him, Bernice.
I'll take the first.
Raised by carnal confinement, gripped by prison pigs, torn by penal passion. Women without men in the cruelest bondage of all. If you could get in, caged heat, rated R.
Wow, the cruelest bondage of all. I love that narrator's voice. He just sounds like he's ready to explode with ecstasy there throughout that whole thing. Ooh, caged heat. These women are tapped by carnal pleasures unlike the world has ever seen. What will they do? Ooh, excuse me. Forgive me there. Our next and final film trailer of the evening. Sorry, I'm reading this at gunpoint. That's why I sound so nervous right now. Is Revenge of the Nerds. And, you know, this movie's just a fun movie for what it was. It's just about that best kind of dorky 80s comedy, sex comedy that you could get. It's certainly ahead of a lot of the other films of its ilk. Whoops, I'm getting a phone call. Maybe I should take it live on the air here. Hold on a moment here. Hello? Hey! Hey, everybody. It's my wife. Well, what is it, honey? I can't really bend that way. Alright, well, I'll talk to you when you get home. Alright, bye. Oh, my wife, she's always coming up with these crazy requests. You know, it's like she thought, I think I was triple jointed or something. Anyway, Revenge of the Nerds. Here is the film trailer for it. And of all people, unless I'm crazy, this is narrated by Orson Welles. Must have been done right before he died. I know his last actual film credit was providing a voice of the living planet in the Transformers animated movie, so I suppose having a credit as narrating the Revenge of the Nerds trailer wouldn't be beneath him, but you decide for yourself. Here's the trailer of Revenge of the Nerds, maybe narrated by Orson Welles.
Star Wars, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sound of Music. In the tradition of these great films about fighting back against the odds, 20th Century Fox presents another milestone in motion picture history. Revenge of the
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds!
What is a nerd?
They've been laughed at. Picked on.
Yeah! There's a roommate, pal!
And put down.
I'm not kissing a nerd.
They don't have the moves. Or the muscle.
You know karate?
No.
Good.
But they've got the brains.
I know what we're gonna do.
It's time for the odd to get even.
Their action tonight demands an immediate retaliation.
How many cameras do we have left?
This should do it.
Oh, here she comes.
Go up, go up.
Oh, no. Oh!
That nerd saw me naked.
Nerd!
They're all nerds.
it's as good as you.
Revenge of the Nerds. Their time has come.
I drink to that.
Wow, from Citizen Kane to the Revenge of the Nerds trailer. Orson Welles has done it all. Well, that's about all we have time for today. I'm going to leave you with a song by a great local Sacramento musician named Bob Barango. And we're going to play a lot more of his stuff soon, an interview with him. He's a filmmaker. He makes these crazy horror films. He's a great artist and a fun musician as well. And this is an album that he recorded entirely in his kitchen, so the weird acoustic vibe you get from that is a result of that. But here it is for you to enjoy for yourself. Have a great day. Any time now, Bob.
Corpses to the left of me, corpses to the right. These vampire bats know how to fight, fight, fight. I got blood on my hands, I got blood in my eye. Might as well face it, we're just gonna die. Might as well face it, we're just gonna die. In the head, but it ain't no use. These days the living dead wear three-piece suits, rob you of your soul and they've eaten your brain. This fucked up world's gonna die insane. This fucked up world's gonna die insane. I saw the sun slice across the horizon. I saw the sun slice across the horizon. I saw the sun slice across the horizon, spelling the end. Let's go fall on the floor. We can do it one more time before we're all destroyed. The sky drips blood, the ocean's flood. At least you and I, we can die together in love. What's the land of the free and the home of the brave? These types of statements don't mean shit to me. They push us down, baby, and they watch us crawl. They say united we stand, but it's a small death fall. United we stand, but it's a small that fall. I saw the sun slice across the horizon. I saw the sun slice across the horizon. I saw the sun slice across the horizon. Spelling the end. Spelling the end. Spelling the end. Spelling the end. Spelling the end.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Floors, doors, walls, halls, sideboards, tires, and old golf balls. Sink, stove, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help with laundry, too. Can he clean a kitchen sink quicker than a wink? Can he clean a window sash faster than a flash? Can he clean a dirty mirror? He makes it bright and cleaner. Can he clean a diamond ring? Mr. Clean cleans anything. Mr. Clean will clean up dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.